You're listening to SBS News.
I'm a striker, and I just like goal scoring. It's just a really good sport, and I just love it.
That's Colin Walsh. He comes from Mareeba in far north Queensland. The 13-year-old has been playing football for 2.5 years. The teenager is one of 2,000 Indigenous children in 19 communities across Queensland, New South Wales and the Northern Territory to take part in the Moriarty Foundation's program, which covers education, health and football. Foundation coach Bruno Silva says his talent is clear.
Well, we do believe amongst the team that Colin can go all the way, you know, because obviously he has this raw talent that is very, very unique, which is his speed, and he can actually be with the ball under control at a tremendous speed, which is something very unusual to find, especially at this young age.
Each A-League men's match this weekend will celebrate John Moriarty Football and Indigenous Football Week. It's a measure of just how much the Foundation's program has grown since launching a decade ago in Mr. Moriarty's hometown of Burralula, with just 120 children. A member of the stolen generation that went on to play professional football, John Moriarty wants more First Nations children playing the game.
Well, we'd like a lot of government support to support us. And we've had very little support. In the very beginning we had a little bit, just the tiniest of amount. But then we had to raise everything ourselves. And we need government funding, but also for the Football Association to come to support the game and develop it.
The dream for scholarship holders is to one day play on football's big stages, like at the new Sydney Football Stadium. Ros Moriarty says the Foundation's program is about helping players achieve that dream.
So we know the talent's there. We know how deep the talent is. It's about creating pathways where we can bring players through with all the other support and areas that we can develop these players so they're ready for the national teams.
Shay Evans now plays for Sydney FC and was a young Matilda player. She was also the first Foundation scholarship recipient.
Obviously, football has, you know, changed my life, and for the Moriarty Foundation, you know, they've given me the opportunity to, you know, try football out and go play places like Katherine and Darwin, and that's where I kind of stuck to it.
Colin Walsh has now moved to Sydney to attend Westfield Sports High School. His mum, Deirdre Brumby, says it's hard to see him go, but she understands it's the next step he needs to take to one day make football his professional career. And Miss Brumby has no doubt her son can make it.
I believe he can. With the potential he's got and how the way he plays, I know he's going to be there. And Mum's going to be front row seat, I'll tell you now.
Deborah Grook, SBS News.